All right, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, and somebody that we know very well here in San Francisco, the longtime 49er, first-round pick, and now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's defensive lineman Eric Armstead, and Eric is here to talk about his comic book, which is launching today, called Discovering My Superpower. Eric, welcome to the show. And before we get to that, I just want to say congratulations on the Walter Payton Man of the Year, because in a lot of ways, that's more important than NFL MVP. That's pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Let's talk about Discovering My Superpower. How'd this all come together?
Yes, really. I've been telling, whenever I have the opportunity to read with kids throughout the world, I tell them my story, my struggle of reading when I was their age, and how I had to overcome that to get to the point that I am today in my life. And really, that's what this book is about. It's about a young Eric struggling in school, struggling with reading, and having to find my superpower, which is my confidence, to overcome that struggle. And it's a message and a story that relates with a lot of young people, because we all struggle in different areas, and it takes support, it takes practice, it takes confidence to overcome those struggles, to achieve success in anything, in education or in other avenues. And so it's a very powerful message for young people that we wanted to share. We partner with Impound Comics, who brought it to life, and we're offering it to the world today.
It's such an important point that you make, and I think the super macho thing that we've had is starting to loosen up a little bit, when you have like Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan saying, I suffered from depression, and you're like, what do you got to be depressed about? You're healthy millionaires. And Jaron Duran of the Red Sox, who said, I tried to kill myself last year. And just because you guys look like you have everything, you are people and you are struggling sometimes.
I think we're all human beings, and a book, I believe in like humanizing myself, and I think that other athletes have done a great job of humanizing themselves as well, and being able to relate with other people, especially people, young people who look up to us. And even though we have a cool job, we're just like other people, and we have our struggles and things that we deal with on a daily basis. So I think those stories, sharing that, being able to connect with people on a human human level is very important to continue to share and tell, especially in sports, because we have so much influence and we can use it for positivity.
Now, people who are listening to my voice in NorCal, tomorrow, the Stay Hungry Youth Football Camp at Sac State, part of the Armstead Academic Project, a free camp for players 8 to 17, so it's all the way up to going into your senior year in high school. And I think this is great, because when I went to football camps in the 80s, I went to Santa Clara, my dad's alma mater, and I stayed in the dorms, and it was like boot camp, and I friggin' hated it. So this sounds a little more fun.
Yeah, we're going to try to have a little more fun than that for sure. And with our camp, we also like to use football to offer other resources to young people. And so we're having a college tour of Sacramento State, as well as a financial literacy workshop and wellness nutrition conversation as well, too. So we're going to try to have fun with it. We're going to have food trucks as well, too, after, to hang out. And this year, I'm really excited, because this is the first year we're doing it at nighttime. And I was trying to go for the even though it's on Saturday, trying to go for the Friday night light feel, and having that nighttime and having some fun with it. So we're very excited to do it this year.
That's tomorrow, 4 to 9 p.m. More information, armsteadproject.org. But let's talk about today as well, because at 2 o'clock, You'll be downtown Sac on K Street over at Impound Comics, and the first 50 guests will have a to take a selfie or I guess a photo with them, and you'll sign the comic, right?
Yeah, so we're having an event at Impound Comics where we're releasing the book, and the first 50 people to come by the book, you'll be able to take a picture with me. And also, too, I brought my Walter Payton Man of the Year trophy here back home to Sacramento, so you'll be able to take a picture with the trophy and meet me and hang out and enjoy the release of this new book, and hopefully walk away, you know, inspired. And so it should be a great event. So look forward to everyone coming out for that.
Yeah, Eric is an EG guy. He's a local up there. I wanted to ask you, too, about the Jags, and I know you're not going to, like, break any news because you probably don't know either, but with the owner there, Shad Khan, and his connections with Fulham Football Club in London, and basically, even though a lot of clubs go over there and play at Tottenham or Twickenham, wherever it is, I mean, the Jaguars are London's team, and maybe he'll play two games in London. And so whenever they say, oh, a team's going to move to London, they always say, well, it's going to be the Jags. That's nothing that enters your mind, or do you think about that sometimes?
No, I don't see the Jags moving there. You know, we have a brand new stadium that is coming to Jacksonville, and there's a lot of excitement and a lot of comments in Jacksonville as a city. But I do see the NFL becoming a more international sport, and I wouldn't put it past a team being in London, you know, and say the next, I don't know, 15, 20 years maybe, and having a huge impact abroad. And, you know, I know it's a big initiative for the NFL to grow the game internationally. And so us being London's team and having a huge impact there is amazing. And, you know, we'll be able to kind of be on the forefront of bringing in those international fans, especially in London. And it's exciting to be a part of that change and the shift in the NFL and football in general.
Last question for you. It turned out after you guys lost the Super Bowl in overtime, you had a torn meniscus. You were playing through that type of pain. The game ends, and then in the spring of last year, the Niners just look around and they're like, look, we got to pay Warner eventually. We got to pay Kittle. We got to pay Purdy. Somebody had to go. And so you get cut. Now, you only are on the open market for a day when the Jags signed you. But is that when you really realized that this is a business? Because you gave everything you had, but that's just kind of the cold reality?
You know, I hear that say often, you know, by players that, you know, when there's tough decisions that are made and teams are making decisions that, you know, it's a business and that's how it goes. And that's true for sure. But I think that what is most important is all those bonds and all those moments of adversity and being in hard-fought games and scratching, crawling, trying to do everything you can to be successful and be a good team. I think those things never go away. And so, you know, although, you know, business does happen, I think those moments, those times, those things that you, the bond that you formed are, you know, never go away. And those are what you'll remember the most about this game. And so, although, you know, business decisions come into play at times and, you know, teams can't stay together forever, never have been able to in sports. You know, that's the way things go sometimes. But those bonds that you make, you know, never go away, and those memories and those moments are what, you know, I feel athletes are going to remember the most, and that's what I remember the most about my time there, all the people that I was able to build those bonds with.
There he is, Eric Armstead, the NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year. At 2 o'clock today, Impound Comics for his new comic book, Discovering My Superpower. And then, as I mentioned, from the Armstead Academic Project, the camp at Sac State beginning at 4 p.m. tomorrow. For information, armsteadproject.org. Eric, thanks for coming on. Have a great season, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you. The book is also available for sale online on impoundcomics.com. So you can order online as well if you're not able to make it to the event. I appreciate you having me on the show, and I'll talk to you soon.